know that you want to see me fall, but love is on my side. I'm rising from flames. I'll be that bullet through your heart every time you say my name. These haters and their plans, I'm above that, now I'm on my A-game.
This segment is brought to you by Roughneck Scarves, the official soccer scarf supplier to the Seattle Sounders and all the MLS. They specialize in custom scarves for schools, clubs, and teams of all levels. Go visit them online at www.roughneckscarves.com. Welcome to Hammer Time, everybody. It's a little bit of a quiet week once again. I'm your host, Brandon Enyart, as always. And yeah, definitely as the season starts to wind down, the weeks are getting quieter, and I have less to report about. However, that will change a bit before the season's completely over, because we have a cross-border cup coming up, we have the Challenge Cup, and also a few other things in the future I might be able to let you all know about, but at this point, we're still keeping it hush-hush. Your Hammers did have a home game this week, though. There just wasn't any road games in the midweek. So yeah, let's get into that. And this recap is brought to you by TNT Signs and Promotional Products. Whenever you see those beautiful signs at the Billingham United FC games, those are made by TNT Signs and Promotional Products in Ferndale, Washington. Go visit them at www.tntpromotional.com. Billingham United FC faced off against Khalsa Sporting Club for the second time this season, but this time they played in Bellingham at Civic Stadium. The Hammers were riding a six-game unbeaten streak, which included a win against Khalsa in New Westminster, while Khalsa came in dealing with a recent cool streak after starting the 2013 season off with a bang. Things got ugly pretty early as Bellingham forward Kellen Brown took a hard smack to his knee in the 7th minute. The injury was severe enough for acting head coach Justin Diener to pull him out of the game momentarily as Ty Hastings came on in relief. After a quick checkup by team doctor Scott Elliott, Kellen returned to the action and in an extraordinary display of toughness scored the opening goal for the home side. Assisted by Joel Grossman and Sean Connor, the goal marked Brown's 13th goal in 12 games and extended his PCSL goal-scoring league lead to 5 goals. The highly physical play continued on through the 30th minute, and once again, Kellen Brown found himself in Khalsa's crosshairs. After being blindsided by a Khalsa freight train, Brown crashed to the pitch in a heap. Hammers fans looked on in fear as they watched their star striker receive treatment once again. Although visibly battered, Brown shook it off and returned to the match as soon as he was given the okay. Shortly after that, Khalsa drew even with Bellingham as Milad Rahmadi, not to be confused with Milad Mehrabi, who has been challenging Kellen for that goal-scoring title. But Rockmaggy managed to sneak a ball past Nico Trenchev, who started in place of an injured Leo Cohen. Only minutes later, Curtis Peterson regained the Hammer lead off of a Sean Connor free kick, making it a 2-1 match. However, the seesaw action continued when just over a minute later, Rockmaggy netted a brace that tied up the match going into halftime. Second half started off just as physical as the first half, as the players grew more and more annoyed with one another. Just 7 minutes in, Rahmadi found himself with a breakaway opportunity, and he made sure he didn't waste one bit of it as he chipped the ball over Trenchev for a natural hat-trick and a 3-2 Khalsa lead. Although the Hammers continued to put on the pressure in search of an equalizer, their attempts fell short as Khalsa handed them just their third loss of 2013. The loss brought the Hammers' season record to 8-3-1, while Khalsa went to 6-3-1. Your Silver Reef Hammer man of the match was Kellen Brown. Now, you may have noticed in there that I mentioned that Justin Diener was the acting head coach for this game. As you all know, Justin Diener is one of the assistant coaches for Bellingham United FC, along with Brad Swanson. And as I mentioned last week, there are a lot of tournaments going on right now. Head coach Lance Calloway was out of town, and assistant coach Brad Swanson was actually up in Chilliwack with the Bellingham United Reserves for the Kennedy Cup. And the Bellingham United Reserves ended up with a 0-2 record up in Chilliwack, unfortunately. But they did play some really, really tough competition, as most of the teams there had their first teams. Brad Swanson was able to make it back for the second half of the match, which I'm sure was a huge relief to Justin. He definitely has hands full. It was a very, very physical match. And now that I got the recap out of the way, I can kind of tell you what I think before I play the post-game interviews that I have with Kellen Brown and Sean Connor and Joel Grossman. But, you know, the Hammers didn't play a bad match, and when you score 2 goals, that's usually a good game. But Khalsa definitely came in to rough up the Hammers, and they did a good job of it. Sometimes, or in fact, maybe my personal opinion, most of the time on the edge of the rule book, if not very well over. The second instance with Kellen, where he really, really hit the pitch hard, it was definitely, looked to me like it was a targeted hit. And, you know, Kellen's very well known as the top goal scorer in the league, so it wouldn't come as a shock to anybody that Kalsa would come out trying to get him, you know, shaken up. But Kellen really did play one heck of a game after taking quite a beating, and to get that goal after he knocked knees really hard. I was right near the action when that happened. I could just hear his knee smack on the Kalsa player's knee. And that one was more than likely accidental when I remember seeing that. But yeah, it was a very, very physical match. And, you know, Milad Rahmadi, he had the natural hat trick. That's all that was needed. And he had a hell of a game. And so sometimes you just lose games like that, and it's unfortunate. But you don't care what I have to say. I wasn't on the pitch playing. I was just on the side witnessing it. So here are the post-game interviews with Kellen Brown, Joel Grossman, and Sean Connor. These post-game interviews are brought to you by Belcher Swanson Law Firm in Bellingham, Washington. Belcher Swanson Law Firm is a proud supporter of both Bellingham United FC and Hammer Time Radio. Find out more about Belcher Swanson at www.belcherswanson.com. Okay. I'm here with Kellen Brown now. Kellen, not the result you wanted, but you did have your 13th goal of the season, but you took some really, really hard knocks. Tell me about those. I could hear those from the side of the pitch.
Yeah, I mean, they were being really aggressive. You could tell that they wanted to come out and beat us this time. We were kind of knocked them around a little bit when we were up there, and, I mean, they didn't back down at all, and they were being really aggressive the entire game. I mean, I don't know if they were trying to target me or not, but it seemed like they were definitely going after me and Quill and some other guys on the team. I thought was – thanks, buddy – which I thought was, I mean, it's soccer, so that kind of stuff happens.
No, definitely. I saw a few people who definitely thought that they were keying in on you. So now you were out for a few minutes with that first injury. How badly did they knock you around?
I just knocked knees with the guy. It was an accident. I don't think that I was on purpose by them at all. But yeah, I mean, if you've ever knocked knees with someone, it kind of just keeps you just like a dead leg. So I had to go off a little bit and just got some icy hot on it, and I was ready to play again.
Well, and that
it didn't really bother me at all after that.
That second hit, though, was pretty big. You took a big tumble. That seemed a little bit more, a little less accidental, possibly.
Yeah, I didn't see it. I was kind of blindsided, but I don't know. I don't know if it was his head or his elbow or what that hit me or what, but yeah, it kind of like knocked me out for a sec, and then I was totally fine when I was laying on the ground, but I was surprised that he wasn't sent off after that.
Yeah, totally. Well, congratulations on the 13th goal. You got that right after you got back on the pitch from the injury. So congratulations. That's 13 and 12 games, I believe. So you're making a statement this year for sure. Thanks, Kellen.
Thank you.
All right, here's Sean Connor now. Sean, that was a rough game to be a part of. Talk us through a little bit of the game. I know it's a little disappointing, but what did you feel like out there, especially with them being really, really coming to definitely knock you guys around?
Yeah. I mean, it was a really physical game. They're probably, in my opinion, they're probably the best team that we played against in this league. So, I mean, we knew it was going to be a battle, and it was, and it really, I felt like the game could have gone either way. So,
no,
definitely end up being on the losing end of it.
Definitely. Actually, there was quite a few times where it looked like you guys were coming really close to taking the equalizer. So, now you are going to play them again in the Cross Border Cup. What can you take now from these past few games, the one up in the U.S., now this one down here? What do you think you can take going into this Cross Border Cup, which is non-league game, but yeah, what do you think?
I mean, we'll obviously expect it to be another really physical game and a really competitive game. I think both teams agree that we're maybe the two best teams in the league. So, I mean, we're obviously going to want to come out and win, and hopefully the field we play on will be a little bit bigger. And this field is pretty tight, and we don't have a lot of space to work. So if we do a little better on a bigger field against this team.
All right, so now Vancouver Thunderbirds are on a bit of a roll right now. What are your thoughts going into that game?
They're always a strong team. I mean, it's UBC's soccer team. So all these guys, we've had a lot of history playing against them. But it's another one of those teams that's just really big and physical, and they're just pretty solid in every single position. I don't know if they have any like really standout guys, but they don't have any areas where they're not good either. So,
all right, thank you so much, Sean.
Yeah, you bet.
Take care, man.
Have a good one.
You too. here at Joel Grossman now. Joel, not the result you guys wanted, but you beat them up in Canada when you played them in New West. They came down here. What do you think changed in this game, and what was hard about this game?
Oh, man. It's just the momentum, you know. Once we got up 2-1, we should have put them away, but a couple soft goals where we were sloppy and back. That's the type of stuff up in Canada that we didn't do. You know, we were real solid, kept our shape in back, and countered on them because they are good offensively, but they're, you know, suspect and very vulnerable on the counterattack. And, you know, we had our chance at the beginning, but we kind of let them stay in it. Once they got the lead, then we were in a little bit of trouble.
Guys are having a great season, though. You're still undefeated on the road. You're in first place in the league. But then you're going to have a week off there soon, too. What does a week off do at this point in the season when you're going to get ready for all the cups and everything, all the tournaments coming up here?
Oh, well, that's nice for us. We got a mix of, you know, ages on the team. So getting a week off is huge, especially when our home field is Civic. You know, playing on the turf for 2 months straight is pretty hard on your body. So that week will be nice to just practice and have the weekends off, and everyone will recover. And, you know, it'll be important before the cups where we play 2 games in 2 days.
How do you feel going into the home stretch with the team right now?
Oh, I mean, I think we're feeling good. You know, today another problem is that we didn't have the depth that we normally have. A couple guys went up for our reserve match over the weekend, and we had a couple unexpected injuries of guys who weren't able to play today. And so once we have a few guys back, and, you know, we're still, you know, I think it'd be anything below the first place would be a disappointment.
All right, thank you so much, Joel.
Hey, thanks a lot. Have a good one.
Hey, you too.
Cheers, buddy.
I want to correct myself. I said that the Cross Border Cup was a non-league game, and what I meant was it's a non-regular season game. It doesn't count towards regular season. But a lot of revenge will be on the mind of Bellingham in that game. There's not a lot of love lost between these two teams, and, you know, I've gone on a couple rants in the past few weeks about, you know, the teams that I personally can't stand. I can definitely see this relationship developing into something pretty dramatic, if you will. Because that game was, you know, it was exciting. That's the crazy part, is it? As disappointed as I was, you know, I mean, and I'm not, it's so weird. I know that everybody always has a thing to say about, you know, when somebody says we're talking about a team, and I always defend it as, hey, we, you know, we buy the merchandise, we watch teams on TV, we buy tickets to their games, and it is we, you know. But I understand the way of thinking. I'm not out there on the pitch. Now, with Bellingham United FC, I do feel a little bit more a part of the team because of my job with the team. So I do get disappointed, probably not nearly as disappointed as the players do. I mean, because they're in pain afterward. They're fighting hard the whole time. You know, I'm just a reporter on the sidelines, but I'm their reporter. And so it's disappointing for me. After the game, I'm disappointed for the whole night. It's like a death in a way for a day, you know, where you just don't want to think about it. And every time you think about it, it makes you sad. You get depressed about it. And but yet at the same point, you know, that was one of the most exciting games I've watched with Bellingham this season. So again, you know, nothing to be ashamed of if you're a Hammer. They played one heck of a game, and so hats off to just one hell of a game. So, all right. But, yeah, we have a weekend off here coming up. They don't play this weekend, and then they play on the 7th against Khalsa in the Cross Border Cup. So right on back into that rivalry. And then on Saturday the 13th, I believe, they play the Vancouver Thunderbirds at Thunderbird Stadium. And then on the 21st, they'll play the Victoria Highlanders, who are having a very, very rough season. And that rounds out the season for you. So it's going to be a little weird at not having so many games on tap. But like I said, after that, we'll be headed to the Challenge Cup in Coquitlam. And there's going to be lots of report on there. So, but yeah, let's take a look at the rest of the league, though, right now. And let's start with the Kennedy Cup. As I mentioned earlier, Bellingham United FC's reserves were in action. They lost both of their matches, one of them being against Coquitlam Metro Ford, where they lost 3-1. But congratulations to the Vancouver Thunderbirds. After winning the Challenge Cup last year, they added to their trophy case with a Kennedy Cup win. So good job, guys. Good job representing the PCSL well. And in the McAdams Memorial Cup, the girls' side of things, Vancouver Whitecaps FC Elite Squad took the McAdams Trophy. So congratulations to them as well. Vancouver having a great weekend on both sides. As for regular season play, there were two midweek games. On Wednesday, Coquitlam Metro Ford SC played the Vancouver Thunderbirds. The Vancouver Thunderbirds won that game by a score of 3-0. The goals scored were by Ramsey Alfantuzzi, Devin Genink, and Naveed Mashinchi. Also on Wednesday, Victoria United played the Victoria Highlanders, and Victoria United beat the Highlanders by a score of 2-1. Cooper Berry and Aaron Murphy had the goals for United, and Gavin Barrett had the goal for the Highlanders. Also on Saturday, the Kamloops Heat took on Estrella de Chile, but that's kind of an interesting game to report because Estrella de Chile forfeited that match. And I don't know all the details. In fact, I should probably get more information on that. But yeah, they forfeited the match, so shows it as a 1-0 win, but they didn't play the game. So that's really tough right now because Kamloops Heat is having a really, really good season, especially the end of their season. So if you're a Bellingham United fan and you want that first place spot, Kamloops Heat are hot on their tails right now, and no pun intended. Actually, you know, the pun, I believe, was intended now that I think about it. But yeah, Estrella de Chile not having a great season, and if I do find out more about the reason for the forfeit, I'll let you guys know in the next episode. But yeah, so that's it for this week in scores. June 29th, Saturday, Kamloops Heat take on Khalsa Sporting Club. And then on July 3rd, Estrella de Chile take on the Vancouver Thunderbirds. And on the 4th of July, Khalsa Sporting Club takes on Coquitlam Metro Ford. Now let's take a look at the standings. Bellingham United still sits atop the league, but Kamloops Heat is in second place and they have two games in hand against Bellingham United. Bellingham United only leads Kamloops by 3 points. And Khalsa Sporting Club, they have 19 points, still in third place. Victoria United FC rounds out the top four with 15 points, but Vancouver Thunderbirds hot on their tails right now with 14 points. As the top 10 goal scorers, Oriel Torres, because of that forfeited match, didn't get to play this week, so he still sits at 8 goals. Milad Mehrabi, as you know, did not score any of the goals against Bellingham, only Milad Rachmaghi did. So Kellen Brown still has a 5-goal lead, sitting with 13 goals. And like I said, Oriel Torres from Kamloops Heat, still with 8 goals in second place. Milad Mehrabi tied with him from Khalsa Sporting Club. And then Milad Rachmaghi now with 6 goals after the hat-trick against Bellingham. So he's in the hunt now, going from 3 to 6. And John Salentic, also of Khalsa Sporting Club, has 4 goals. Rounding out the top 10, Carl Ferdile of Kamloops Heat, Cooper Berry of Victoria United, Reynolds Stewart of Vancouver Thunderbirds, Jake Gill of Khalsa Sporting Club, and Kyle Halverson of the Kamloops Heat. So there are your scores and standings from the PCSL as of June 26th. Glad to see Kellen Brown still at the top of the Golden Boot race. I mention his name a lot. If you guys are playing the drinking game, I'm sure you'd have to have your stomachs pumped after listening as many times. But that's just what happens when you got a guy who scores that much as he does. And, you know, like I mentioned too, you come off being injured and find the back of the net. It's good stuff from Kellen. So it'd be great if he continue this on, you know, 13 goals in 12 games, maybe 15 goals in 14 games. Not to put too much pressure on you, Kellen, but that'd be pretty cool. Pretty nice number. I like that 15 number. So 2 more goals. That's all you need to get. 2 more goals. Also good to still see Bellingham United on top of the league, but it is definitely ominous when you see that 2 games in hand that Kamloops has and that they only 3 points behind Bellingham United. The good thing to take away from that is that we beat Kamloops twice this season. So, you know, even though they're hot on our tails right now, definitely good to know we can beat them. We know how to beat them, and we beat them twice. So that's about all I got for you guys this week. Quiet times, relatively. But I hope you enjoyed being kept up to date. And I'm not sure what'll happen next week. We don't have any games to report. So I say we, like as if I have any friends here. I do this in my little studio apartment with my pet fish and my pet gecko. Those are my broadcasting buddies. yeah, I'll see what I got next week. Maybe try to get some sort of, you know, season recap interviews with some of the players or coaches. Can't promise anything, but I'll do my best. Yeah, if you want to talk to me, though, and you have something to say, you have something to talk about, you'd like me to talk about, make sure to email me at brandon@bellinghamunited.com, or you can find me on Twitter @brandon_E. And yeah, let me know what you think, and let me know if you have an idea for next week's show. Because I don't want to go without it. I like bringing a show to all of you. Remember to tell your friends to subscribe on iTunes, especially if they're soccer fans. I think anybody could enjoy it, though. Get them into the sport. Get them into going to the Bellingham United games. I know I've had a few friends show up at the last couple games. I took my cousin to the match, actually, this last weekend, and he thoroughly enjoyed it. He said he didn't expect to enjoy it as much as he did. So, yeah, good stuff there. My friend Harry, he came to both of the games. He enjoyed himself immensely. So, bring your friends out. Even if they don't think they're going to like it, I guarantee they're going to love it. You have my word. So, yeah, bring them out. Get them to listen to the podcast. You can also listen on hammertimesoccer.podomatic.com if you got an Android or you want to listen on your laptop. And maybe your work is boring, and maybe they're not, you know, the type of workplace that shuts off the sound on your computer and stuff. And so you can listen to it at work. Listen to it in the car. Yeah. It means a lot to me when I hear that you guys like it. I love it when I get to talk to a few of the fans, and they say, hey, we enjoyed the podcast this week. Like I mentioned last week, they usually like it if I really say mean things about the other teams. this week, not as much to say. But I'm really excited for the Cross Border Cup. You know, what I saw from that game, from this past game this weekend, they can beat Khalsa again. And I'd love to get a little bit of that feeling of, you know, winning a cup. That would be so awesome. So I don't know what it looks like. I'm weird in that way. I love to see what the trophies look like. And I'm hoping it's going to be kind of unique and cool. So it's the first ever Cross-Border Cup. So that's one that you guys should all come to. We could put a trophy in our trophy cabinet, finally. Finally, even though we've only been around for it's only second season. But yeah, you know, we're really hungry for it. So come by to that game, July 7th, 3 p.m., Civic Stadium. And like I said, revenge, trophy on the line. Going to be great. Bring your friend, bring your girlfriend, bring your boyfriend, bring your parents, bring your cousins, bring everybody and cheer on Bellingham United, because they need your lovely voices yelling in the crowd. Thank you so much, guys. See you next week. I know that you want to see me.